Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
We're talking nicknames and how they stick. It's always interesting. I remember my mum went to uni with a bloke named Chuck.
Chuck!
And assumed his name was Charles or something. Turns out he got the name Chuck because he vomited down a flight of stairs.
Oh, gosh.
Like right down the middle, right down the aisle.
Yeah, right. That's a good effort. You should own that.
He was a campus hero.
My brother's nickname when he played soccer here was Hummer. I don't know why. I don't know if it's the humble reference, but like Hummer like the car. That was what took off.
I like Hummer. Yeah. That's cool.
It is pretty good, isn't it?
I've got another radio mate, Jordan, who does a sports show. So he thought, oh, I'll use my nickname from the cricket team on air, which is Juicy. Yeah, now he regrets it because Juicy. He's all the texts to the like text line are like, hey, Juicy.
Oh, you know what? I know a Juicy, and it's not a great nickname.
Well, everyone in this office calls him Juicy.
He's Juicy.
Catches on.
We put out the call on 858-233-931, and we have had a call from Mark. Mark, what is your nickname?
I've got the nickname of Haver. Have a chat.
I've heard that one before. That's a good one. So I assume you're a chatty guy?
I am indeed. I am. And I don't mind to have a bit of a chin wag.
That's great that you just own it. You're Haver.
Do you feel like people of the Riverland are going to know exactly who you are straight away? Or what's the game?
Quite a few boys, if they hear this, they'll know exactly who I am.
Oh, well, thanks for giving
us... in the trap.
So do you think in order to get a nickname to stick, you just have to own it? You have to live up to the nickname? Is that sort of the key for that?
Look, it is what it is. If you don't own it, you don't have it, and that's it.
Well, there you go, Bob. You're just going to have to own the big bad boy of radio, I suppose.
Double down on it.